you how Washington beats the Giants on Sunday. Here is the first Washington wins if, my keys to a win Sunday. Said this forever, that week ones are really difficult. You don't get any sense, truly, of what a team is going to be from the offseason or from the summer. What you do have to rely on is what you saw last year. And for us last year, it was like, we have no idea what we're going to see. We've got a new coaching staff. We've got a massive roster overhaul. Even though I think some of us were very optimistic about the quarterback, no one saw what the quarterback would become in his first season, but he didn't start off that way. You know, he rushed 16 times for 88 yards. His eyes came off down the field as he was moving around. It was his first NFL game. I'll tell you who had a great second NFL game for the Giants last year was Malik Nabers until the very end. Week ones are difficult. I don't take seriously the results from week one. I think most coaches would tell you it takes several games to figure out what you really are. But when you only play 17, they all matter significantly. So here's my first stab at keys to a win. I'm harping on last year. Number one, this was number one probably in, I don't know, of the regular season games, 10 of the 17 regular season games. Washington wins if they stop the run. We will see, you know, in Sunday's opener, at least signs if they have improved defensively against the run. They got hurt on the edges last year, more so than anything else, but it wasn't just that exclusively. Teams are going to try to keep Jaden and Washington's offense off the field by staying on the field. The number one key for the Giants, if you're up in New York doing this show today, is you got to keep possession of the football. You've got to make your best defense be your offense. And the Giants have a good defense. They have an excellent defense. But the best defense against Washington will be the opposing offense, holding onto the football, shortening the game, lowering the possession count. Tyrone Tracy, Devin Singletary, and that Giant O-line versus Kinlaw, Payne, Wise, Armstrong, Luvu, Wagner. That's a huge key to Sunday. Can they stop the run without adding to the box consistently? Brian Daboll is a respected offensive coach and play caller. You know, Daboll, I went back and looked at this last year in the two games against Washington and against Joe Witt Jr.'s defense. The Giants were 10 for 19 on third downs. That's really good. They were 3 for 4 on fourth downs against Washington. They stayed on the field against Washington's defense. By the way, their only miss on fourth down was in week two when Malik Nabers dropped that fourth and five. The Giants, I am expecting, will be an aggressive team on Sunday. They will be a four-down team a lot of the time on Sunday. There's no reason they shouldn't be. You know, it is going to be painful to punt against Washington this year, knowing that the chances of getting Jaden and the offense off the field when they get onto the field are even money at best. They're going to score 45% of the time on their drives. That's a high rate, 50% of the time. Who knows? They didn't punt in week two against the Giants last year. Now, unfortunately, they only kicked field goals. But the Giants are going to be a four-down team Sunday. They're going to try to keep the football at any cost, and a big part of it will be testing Washington's ability to stop the run. Did they improve in that area? We get our first legitimate, nothing we've seen up until Sunday matters. We'll get our first legitimate opportunity to see if the additions in the offseason, if maybe scheme-related stuff matters. By the way, that dovetails into number two. Number two is, it's something that Dan Quinn said with me last week, and you've heard him harp on this. They have got to tackle better than they tackled last year. They have to be a much better tackling team this year in terms of consistency. You know, that was something he talked about, that they were in position. They didn't get guys to the ground. They got to get guys to the ground. Tackling is a key to Sunday's game if they're going to win. Number three, get Russell Wilson off his mark. Wilson's not the same quarterback that he was several years ago. He's not the playmaker that he once was, the off-schedule quarterback. Really, that's all he was in Seattle. His biggest plays were off-schedule because he actually, at his height, had a difficult time in the pocket delivering consistently. Pressure to get him off his mark, to get him out of his rhythm, won't end well for him or the Giant offense. Andrew Thomas's availability will be huge for them, their starting tackle. But regardless of whether or not he plays, passing downs in particular, you've got to get Russell Wilson to look to 2 and 3 off his mark, and then he struggles. Number four, by the way, I'm focused on defense right now. I just don't have a lot of concerns offensively against a very good defensive team, mind you. Number four, Malik Nabers. I don't know what the answer is, but they've got to have an answer to one of the true superstar talents in the game. 109 catches as a rookie. A rookie NFL record. 109 with DeVito. And, I mean, Daniel Jones and Drew Locke, and I'm missing somebody. I mean, bad quarterback play, and yet this dude and the separation he got was good enough for 109 receptions in his rookie year. So how do you combat a talent like Malik Nabers? That's a good question. I just know that they can't let him take the game over. He is one of those receivers capable of taking over a game and dominating a football game. Can't let him do that. I don't have the answer because I haven't seen what Lattimore looks like in a real game this year. I've never seen Trey Amos in a real NFL game. It's going to be interesting. We're going to learn a lot because they've got a superstar receiver on the other side of the field in this opener about how Joe Witt Jr. and Dan Quinn, what they think about their secondary. Is Lattimore given star coverage on Malik Nabers, or do they move Lattimore, put Amos on him, and give him help, and give him bracket coverage, and double Malik Nabers? You know, maybe Amos is who some people have said he is, and they give Amos the star coverage. That's going to be a very interesting thing to watch. What does Washington do defensively against Malik Nabers? It'll give us great insight as to what they think about their cornerback room. Number five on Washington wins if. This is, you know, on the other side of the football. Dexter Lawrence can wreck a game. He's that good. Abdul Carter apparently looks the part. We'll see him in a real game for the first time. We'll see him against the tackles Washington puts out there. And they've got a really good one in Tunsil if that ends up being a matchup. But you've got two talents defensively. Giants are really good defensively. Talent-wise, they really are. This is going to be what, if the Giants end up being better than people think they'll be this year, and I'm one of those people who believes that, it's going to be more likely than not that they're outstanding on defense and that Abdul Carter's the real deal. I mean, the combination of Carter outside and Lawrence inside, that is something you have to account for week in and week out. I think Washington does have in their quarterback, you know, a get out of jail cheat code, you know, for when you aren't able to protect him. But you can't let Lawrence and Abdul Carter be super disruptive in this game. Next up, I think takeaways are going to be a big number to look at the end of the year, and it'll probably be the difference between 10-7 wild card and 11-6, 12-5 division title. You know, I pointed this out last week, but only six teams had fewer takeaways last year than Washington. None of those teams were playoff teams. Only one team had as many or as few takeaways as Washington had, 17, and made the playoffs. That was Baltimore. What did both teams have in common? Cheat codes at quarterback. Every other team that made the postseason, the other 12 teams, averaged 26 takeaways for the year. Washington's got to do what we thought they would do, because that's what Quinn and Witt Jr. and Dallas's defense sort of thrived on, and that is takeaways. Quinn talked about tackling and takeaways, tackling and takeaways. By the way, good tackling sometimes increases the possibility of takeaways. But this is going to be, I think, the difference this year, ultimately, in how we view the defense and the team's final record in the position that they're put in going into the postseason. Are they a 10-7 wild card needing to win three road games to get to the Super Bowl again? Or were they on the 28-29 takeaway bus, you know, plus double-digit turnover margin, and did they go 12-5 or 13-4, and they're going to be hosting at least one game, if not two? That, by the way, Sunday will be huge, because to me, even in the takeaway category, in the turnover margin category, Washington wins a tight game plus anything, and they probably win in a double-digit game, and minus, and the Giants have a chance. That's kind of what I have. I have a few other notes. You know, I'm interested to see if this year, from a return standpoint, they can flip the field a few more times than they did last year. I think special teams, they were excellent in covering kicks, with the exception of the Dallas game at home. Kevontae Turpin, you know, with the exception of that game, they were excellent. You know, Quinn talked all last season and even in the offseason about how they wanted to be a physical team, and that's why they kicked and let their kick coverage team set the tone in these football games. It'll be interesting to see where they are on the return front. Coverage-wise, outstanding last year. Returns, what is Jalen Lane as returner? There were people out there that were super excited that Jalen Lane was available, not because they thought he would be a great addition to the wide receiver room. There was some hope there, but on day one, that he would be a game changer as a punt returner. We'll see on Sunday if that is the case. All right, we'll have predictions on this game later on in the show. But there is your first Washington wins if of the season. When we come back, we'll go around the NFL. It is a no bye week in week one. Nobody's off. Everybody's playing 16 games. We've already got one in the books. Max and I will go through the rest of them when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can watch us on the Team 980's YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button.